From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. The jobs picture is brightening, but people looking for work may not be ready to celebrate yet. Economist Lynn Reeser, past president of the National Association for Business Economics, says job creation fell short of expectations last month.
The unemployment rate did drop quite dramatically to 9.4% from 9.8% in November, but we created only a moderate number of new jobs. Of 103,000.
1.1 million new jobs were created in all of last year. While touring a family-run manufacturing plant in suburban Maryland, President Obama said the economy's making a tough comeback.
This was a brutal recession that we went through, the worst in our lifetimes. It left a lot of destruction in its wake. More than 8 million jobs were lost. So even though we've created 1.3 million jobs, we saved a whole lot of jobs. You've still got a whole bunch of folks who are out there looking, still struggling. We've got a big hole that we're digging ourselves out of.
Mr. Obama has appointed Gene Sperling, a veteran of the Clinton White House, to head his National Economic Council. The chairman of the Federal Reserve is delivering a mixed review of the economy in an appearance before Congress. Ben Bernanke says there's increasing evidence that a self-sustaining recovery is taking hold. But he says the Fed's Treasury bond purchase program is still needed because it'll be years before unemployment drops to more normal levels. The new Republican-controlled House is moving full steam ahead to a vote on repealing President Obama's health reform law. NPR's Julie Rovner reports four Democrats joined the entire new GOP majority in approving rules for the debate.
The House will debate the bill, formally called the Repealing the Job-Killing Health Care Law Act, next Wednesday. It's likely to pass the House easily, but Democrats who control the Senate have said they won't consider it there. House Republicans, however, including Rules Committee Chairman David Dreyer, said by proceeding with the vote, they are simply keeping their word.
Republicans promised the American people we would act swiftly and decisively, and that's exactly what we're doing.
It's unlikely to be necessary, but the White House has issued a formal veto threat against the measure. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
There is another delay for the final mission of the space shuttle Discovery. The early February liftoff has now been pushed back until the end of the month as managers take more time to complete repairs to the orbiter's external fuel tank. After a failed launch attempt in November, cracks were found in metal struts on the tank. More cracks were found last week. Wall Street's trading lower today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 48 points. NASDAQ is off 12, and the S&P 500 down 6. This is NPR. Other states are stepping up security after two packages sent to Maryland government offices ignited yesterday, slightly injuring two workers. An investigation is underway to find out who sent the incendiary devices. It's apparently someone upset about highway signs that encourage people to report suspicious activity. Jamie and Gladys Scott are free after spending 16 years in a Mississippi prison. The sisters were serving life terms for their involvement in an armed robbery that netted them less than $200. Mississippi Public Broadcasting's Patty Davis reports Governor Haley Barbour suspended their life sentences last week.
Jamie and Gladys Scott waved and yelled, "God bless y'all," to media and supporters gathered outside the Central Mississippi Correctional Facility this morning. In agreeing to the sisters' release last week, Governor Haley Barbour noted the $200,000 annual cost of providing dialysis treatment to Jamie Scott. And in an unusual move, the governor conditioned Gladys's release on her donating a kidney to her sister. It is still unclear whether Gladys is an organ match for Jamie. The sisters will live with family in Pensacola and report to the Florida Department of Corrections Probation Office for the rest of their lives. For NPR News, I'm Patty Davis in Jackson, Mississippi.
The Ohio homeless man who's getting a second chance to resume his radio career acknowledges it's been challenging dealing with his sudden fame. Ted Williams told CBS's Early Show he wanted a nerve pill, but a psychologist advised him to learn to meditate, not medicate. Williams' life spiraled downward due to drugs and alcohol, but he says he's been sober for 2 years. Pam Coulter, NPR News, Washington.